Are the best things in life free? It's Home Economics with Amanda Morrill on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Morena, Amanda, how are you?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. It's nice to see you today. What are we talking about?
Well, a bit of an announcement, I guess. Some might have heard it already, but Simplicity is turning two.
Woohoo! Happy birthday, Simplicity.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And so normally we give away money, but we're kind of doing it in kind. What we decided to do for this big occasion was to drop the annual membership fee for kids who are in a KiwiSaver account.
Cool.
And we did something else quite cool for kids. Previously, they were excluded from investing in our investment funds, which are outside of KiwiSaver. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, we can barely invest myself. What about my kid? But these are great funds for example, starting a university account for your kid.
Right.
So that they don't have to graduate with a $40,000 debt.
You know,
it doesn't mean you have to like pile in tens of thousands of dollars at one time. You just start really early. So we're letting him in there. No fees on that account as well. And something a lot of our investors were asking for, we dropped the minimum threshold amount from 10 down to 5, which will just make it a lot more accessible for people who have kind of got that additional savings and they want to get started somewhere.
Cool.
So big news for us.
Yeah.
And still fastest growing and only nonprofit status, and we're rocking along.
Awesome. That's great. Well, congrats and happy birthday to Simplicity.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a big interest to parents because, they go through this dilemma about, you know, what's the point in getting my kid in KiwiSaver, the pros and cons of that. I always say, look, if you're going to open an account for your child and then just leave it, really not too much point. But the whole idea of KiwiSaver is to either get into your first home faster, which most people aspire to do at some stage in their life, or for retirement. So for those parents who are kind of pondering the benefits, I'd say, yes, if you can, you know, contribute to it on a fairly regular basis, great. What better gift than to help give them a leg up on the, you know, on the
ladder?
Is
that voluntary contributions? If you're a parent and you've got you're opening a KiwiSaver for your child, is it rather than, for example, me, who it comes out of my
that's
my
right
pay?
yeah so it's strictly voluntary. You probably don't remember, but when they first started at KiwiSaver, they gave anybody who opened an account $1,000. So of course a whole bunch of parents piled and said, well, I'll take that money, thank you very much. And then what happened is that a lot of parents have done very little since. And so one of the reasons why we decided to drop the fees on the accounts is that if you just sit and let that money languish and the fees coming out of it, it's just sort of treading water, right? And so this, in removing that $30 a year fee, you know, they're gonna see more growth in their account, for one. But we're also really hoping that this is a reminder of parents who did set up an account, like, contribute to it. Because as you said, Tess, it is voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
But grandparents, you know, increasingly, you know, they're looking to shed some of their wealth. What a great gift to, you know, contribute into that account, because they can do that as well.
Mm.
Anybody who wants to contribute into that account can do so. And obviously, kids got limited ability when they're only making pocket allowance. So. It's a great head start.
So you could even set up a voluntary contribution that went like monthly or something.
Absolutely.
The same as like your pay does out of your account. Or
totally.
Whatever.
So you could set up $5 a week into that account. You know, that's the price of a coffee, and that ticks along. What I've done, I think I mentioned it on one show before, for my kids, I'm a bit thrifty. So instead of giving them pocket money, I told them, listen, I'm putting $20 a week into your account. And then I'm training them and getting them to log in and see the growth of their account, what's happening, the returns, and try to get them to see the value of that.
And not giving them an FPOS card to use it, or are you talking your KiwiSaver account?
This isn't to their KiwiSaver account.
Oh,
so,
okay, cool.
I mean, that's a little bit of a, oh, Mom, that's really not fun for me. But I know that one day
can't
they're
going to take that to the
dairy. They're going to be like, thanks. Someone actually just has a query about Simplicity.
Yeah.
They're just wondering about the high risk fund. The website says it's aimed at close to retirees for quick growth. I'm 30 and I haven't had a KiwiSaver for very long. Would you not recommend the highest return fund for me, or would you recommend it?
It depends what their intention is. So everything comes back to your intention, including KiwiSaver. So if you're investing in KiwiSaver because this is your channel for buying a first home, and you're thinking that's going to happen in a couple of years, I think this person said they're fairly new, so potentially this is far off. The only thing I would advise against potentially going to the highest growth fund, if you were thinking about trying to get out of it in the next year or two, remember, you're invested in the stock market, especially in a growth fund. You got way more more shares from companies in your basket. They're volatile. So if there was a big another GFC2 event and everything exploded, then your account value could drop, and that could be quite disappointing if you were planning on using that for your deposit. But typically, if you're only using KiwiSaver for retirement, you're only 30. The common wisdom there is that yes, you should be you've got a long way to go, and you can suffer that volatility, and over the long term you're going to have much higher returns than being stuck in a conservative account, which by the way still over a million New Zealanders are, because they can't be bothered to understand KiwiSaver or even know who they're invested with.
It is confusing.
I know, and I think the industry hasn't done anybody any favors. No. There's a lot of pressure on providers now to get out there and start educating people, and I think the government, not to be too critical, but I don't think they did enough preparatory work to get people. But it really isn't that hard. There's a few basic things you need to understand. Fees, so find out. And now there's total transparency on what you're paying in fees. What fund type you're in. Again, this will determine how much money you could have at the end of your day when you go to retire for a first home. Also, understanding contributions, right? Like you said before, regular contributions. Know what you're paying from your employer PAC. Know that you can pay voluntary contributions, etc. Member tax credits. Another key basic thing, as long as you have paid from your own contributions at least $1,043, by the way, this does not include kids, not until they're 18. But as long as you include that, you're going to get an extra $521 a year, 50% return on your investment. So all those things, very basic understand. I can get those across from my kids, the teenagers, and you know, it's just most people are scared.
Yeah, I feel like when you open your KiwiSaver, or you get your first job and you start your KiwiSaver or whatever, as I did, and maybe you did. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm terrible. I'm just like, I know I have a KiwiSaver, but I'm also like, thinking about my student loan more than any. And it's one of those things. I'm like, it's always on my long list of things I should be getting my head around.
So here's your homework, girls, because this is really not that hard. If you don't know who you're with, and anybody listening, if you don't know who you're with, phone the IRD and say, give them your IRD number. Say, who am I invested with? They'll tell you. Go online, log in, or phone those people and say, what's my balance? What fund am I in? What are my fees? And these are really basic things you can do tomorrow. And a lot of, with simplicity, we're 100% online. When you're a member with us, super easy to log in. Total transparency about what's coming into your account, whether you got the member tax credit, what fund you're in. You can even change the fund type that you would like. And then get that monkey off your back.
Yeah.
You know, then you can think about other things.
A lot of young people do sign up to KiwiSaver just because it's part of, it comes out of your contributions. You just kind of like don't really know. And I feel like that's part of the
things they don't teach you in school.
When you set it up, you just kind of, either your parents have done it for you, or you do it when you get your first job, and you're just kind of like,
I know. They'll get, you know, eventually they're going to get indoctrinating the kids in the school so they understand this stuff, so that they're not kind of bewildered. But anyhow, like really, it can take 10 minutes of your time to just take a little figure out where things are at. And then if you think that you're in the right setting, you know what you're paying, you're comfortable, and you like what this provider is doing for, remember, it's your money. If they're not communicating with you and telling you and giving you warnings about the member tax here, they're not doing their job. So make sure you're happy. Would you go see a doctor or a dentist that was doing a crap service for you? No.
These people are comparison.
So get that sorted. And then there's so many more exciting things you can put your mind and your attention and energy
to. Exactly. Awesome. Thanks,
I feel like
Amanda.
I've got some things to do.
I know.
Now.
Some homework. Yeah. It's good.
All right. Well, don't panic. There's no exam.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Amanda.
Man, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy this like brief window of sunshine we've got out there.
I know. The heavens have opened up. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's lowest cost KiwiSaver plan. It takes 2 minutes to switch online.